Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The White House has confirmed that President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will meet Ukraine's top negotiator on Thursday to discuss Russian reaction to the US-backed peace plan. Mr. Witkoff met President Putin on Tuesday for talks the Kremlin said had been productive without securing a breakthrough. Mr. Trump said he couldn't say what more would come of the meeting at the Kremlin, but insisted that Mr. Putin wanted to end the war.
He would like to see the war ended. I think he'd like to get back to dealing a more normal life. I think he'd like to be trading with the United States of America, frankly, instead of, you know, losing thousands of soldiers a week. But their impression was very strongly that he'd like to make a deal.
Correspondents note that little progress appears to have been made in more than 2 weeks of back-and-forth negotiations. President Trump says he'll roll back vehicle fuel efficiency standards introduced by the former President Joe Biden last year. Mr. Trump said this would cut costs for consumers. Tracy Burcham has more details.
Since taking office in January, President Trump has rolled back a number of green initiatives, which he says hurt the American consumer. Under this latest proposal, both car makers and consumers will save on costs. The average car will be $900 cheaper, according to the Agency for Highway Traffic Safety. But drivers will spend more on fuel, and the US will produce more greenhouse gas emissions. Environmental campaigners have damned the initiative as a backward step. The new rules could also impact electric vehicle manufacturers and put their Chinese rivals ahead.
Medics in Gaza say five people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike in the south of the territory. The Israeli military said it had carried out a targeted attack after its soldiers came under fire. James Cook reports from Jerusalem.
Medical teams at the Kuwait Field Hospital told the BBC that five Palestinians had been killed when Israeli aircraft struck tents and makeshift shelters for displaced families west of Khan Yunis. Several others were wounded, according to the medics. The Israel Defense Forces said they had struck a Hamas terrorist in the southern Gaza Strip in response to a violation of the ceasefire agreement earlier in the day when five of its soldiers were injured in a Hamas attack near Rafah. Hamas called the bombing barbaric, indiscriminate and a violation of the US brokered ceasefire, which took effect 7 weeks ago.
US media are reporting the independent Pentagon watchdog has found that the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, could have endangered the lives of American troops through his use of the Signal messaging app. But the Inspector General's office concluded that Mr. Hegseth did not violate rules on classified material. The investigation looked into the unwitting inclusion of a journalist in a group chat discussing US airstrikes on Yemen. BBC News. The US Secretary of State Margot Rubio says the Trump administration is taking decisive action in response to atrocities committed against Christians in Nigeria and elsewhere. He said US visas would be restricted for those who knowingly direct, fund, support or carry out violations of religious freedom. Technological problems have again delayed the counting of votes in the presidential election in Honduras. One member of the Electoral Council described the latest hiccup, an unflagged shutdown for system maintenance, as inexcusable. With almost 80% of votes counted, the Liberal Party candidate still holds a very narrow lead over his right-wing National Party rival. A doctor who sold the drug ketamine to the Hollywood actor Matthew Perry weeks before he died has been sentenced to 30 months in prison. Salvador Plasencia pleaded guilty in July to four counts of ketamine distribution. Peter Bowes has the details.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia admitted that he illegally supplied Matthew Perry with ketamine despite knowing the actor was especially vulnerable due to a long history of addiction. Although he was not treating Perry at the time of his death, prosecutors say Plasencia repeatedly pushed the actor to pay thousands of dollars for additional supplies. In a text message to another physician, who has also pleaded guilty, he wrote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." Addressing the court, the actor's mother said the doctor had abused the oath he took to care for his patients.
Russia's communications regulator has blocked access to the US gaming platform Roblox, accusing it of distributing extremist materials and promoting LGBT propaganda. The regulator said Roblox was rife with inappropriate content that can negatively impact children's spiritual and moral development. Roblox, which has about 100 million daily users worldwide, says it rigorously committed to keeping users safe. BBC News.